Breakfast puppies?
Welcome, adventurers! Grab your dice bag, sharpen your axes, and hop into the meat grinder. It's time for Hammer Crawl! Greetings, fellow dungeon crawlers, and welcome to another episode of Hammer Crawl, a comedic actual play dungeon crawl podcast. I'm your host, Dungeon Master, and Hammersmith, NPC. Since this is possibly your first time joining us, I'll give you a quick bit of background behind what's going on. Hammer Crawl is initially just my own personal method for running classic dungeon crawls on the fly, tournament style, with zero preparation. Started as a fun con game, quickly grew into its own set of rules, and now this podcast. You're listening to the fourth batch of episodes from our ongoing Wolves of Zeramund adventure series. Now this batch kicks off with episode 12 of their saga, which corresponds to episode 15 of the podcast as a whole. In this batch of episodes, we both bring in a new player and venture into a brand new dungeon. And since the Hammer Crawl game system is still evolving, we try out a few new game rules along the way. Once again, thanks for listening. Now sit back and enjoy the ongoing saga of the Wolves of Zeramund as they venture forth into the Pit of Tenebrous Worms.
Now we're going to do initiative cool. Again.
Is that the Frogger part
Delphine.
Of your name?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Zooming out.
You wouldn't think, but I'm a fast one.
One.
The cube goes first again.
My dex mod is a plus one, so I get a two.
The cube has definitely gone before
That's
you.
It twice
is surging
as much as
once more at Dom that is a cocked die. And that is going to hit you, Dom.
No.
Dom,
oh.
The cube moves forward.
It tricked me.
Enveloping you.
No.
It surges forward, and anybody who is watching sees that there's this trail of droppings leaving behind it. Just little bits of dripping ooze that are slowly dissolving on the ground and evaporating into nothing. But there's also a trail of vines leading down into that pit.
Okay. Yeah, so the vines are definitely like controlling it.
So just to clarify, it needs something to give it shape to control it. Otherwise it evaporates.
You have no idea.
Based on what you said,
you take 7 points of damage.
What the shit?
As it is now dissolving you, your flesh.
Great.
And I need you to make a body save.
Oh, shit.
Just roll a d20 and add your body save.
Eight.
An eight is not
plus
enough.
One is nine.
A nine is definitely not enough either.
Okay.
You are paralyzed.
No.
What?
I hate cubes. I hate gelatinous cubes. They're the worst.
They're a common problem.
Okay, now it is your group's turn. Anybody moving? Or is everybody going to maintain position?
Yes,
I am.
So yes to moving or yes to maintaining position?
I'm going to move. I'm going to maintain my position.
Okay.
I'm going to attack. I also have like a net. Thinking maybe I can throw it over the cube.
Sorry, just a quick question about being paralyzed. Can I speak or move or blink or do anything at all?
Or go berserk.
You can.
Oh,
that's that. You can't go berserk because you're paralyzed.
But once I am unparalyzed, since I have taken damage, when I emerge from my unparalyzed state.
You know, actually, this is a good question. And paralysis with rage.
Because my mind is still intact.
Rage will give you a chance, I think, to break through the paralysis.
Okay.
So let's actually do that right now.
Ooh, okay.
Because
yay!
Because I think you're going to get an advantage on body saves.
Okay. So that means I roll twice and take the best?
Let me check.
Is that what you got?
Let me check.
I'm sorry. I've been playing 5th edition a lot, so I have all those rules stuck in my head.
I don't know, but get mad.
Nope.
Oh.
Nope. Sorry. Unfortunately, okay. Rage is not going to help you break through that.
Okay. Shoot. Okay.
You are currently you are being paralyzed by the goo.
So, but raging inside of my brain right now, just paralyzed.
You are raging inside of your brain right now. Wow. Your brain is like, I am so angry at this.
Oh my god, I hate cube so much.
Okay, is anybody moving?
I'm going to move back so that I can make a ranged attack.
Probably okay, a good you move idea. Back.
All right, ranged attacks happening now.
Yes. So I'm going to move back to do that, and I'm going to use my spear to attempt to spear through the vines and try to get this thing to...
Okay, a spear is not a ranged attack. A javelin is a ranged
the
attack.
The javelin
spear
is
a... Poke.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. My javelin is my javelin.
Just so you know, yeah. All right.
All right, so I'm going to do my 2d20, and I get a plus one at ranged attacks. One.
Oh, no.
Okay, well, first, here's the problem with the javelin.
Yeah.
It's a one-shot thing. You have multiple javelins.
Oh, I have the one.
So two attack dice at a ranged with a single javelin doesn't really work that way.
It's attached to a rope on my wrist,
right.
So I can throw it, and then I can get it back.
With the natural one, your javelin embeds in it and begins to dissolve.
God damn it. There goes my javelin.
I love that sound.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I'm a practiced fartist.
Yes. You're a fartist? A fart artist?
Is anybody else taking a missile attack?
I am.
What are you doing?
I would like to take a moment to ask a question.
Well, that's not really a missile attack, but you can certainly ask a question at any time.
All right. Here's the question, though. This would be a question to my party, an in-character question.
Yes.
When could I ask this?
Whenever you feel that asking it is appropriate.
But I mean, would this take up my turn to take a missile action? When just would this asking. Question fall?
Whenever
can I do it at
wish.
Any time?
Shout
at
it.
Any time.
Do you think, party of mine, that fire might be effective?
You see my eyes light up.
That seems like a yes. I'll throw the torch to see if it's vulnerable to fire.
At least the wood vines would be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, can you throw them at the wood vines?
I would like to throw them at the wood vines. Can I, in the same turn, light my lantern?
No.
Well, then, good luck.
All right, so you're going to throw. That's going to be a ranged attack.
Yes,
roll
it
is. D20 plus your ranged or your missile modifier.
Yeah, I think she is called ranged.
I got a 5.
A 5.
Woohoo!
Guys.
You throw the torch, and I need you to make a saving throw on luck.
I'm into it. D20?
Yep.
I got a 9.
A 9. The torch sputters out when it hits the ground.
So
mark
now are we in
torch.
The dark?
You are now in the
but
dark
you have
except
a light
for the phosphorescent
spell?
Green glow.
And by as
from,
mark off torch,
from
you mean
cube.
Like whole torch?
It's
dead.
Just erase that little mark.
And then
use
you can
the torch
use it
again.
For another torch. But we're down a torch. So.
You're down a torch.
Oh, well.
Okay.
You now have a little bit of greenish glowing phosphorescent light, but no other source of light.
Shit.
That's, however, going to make it really easy to hit it because it's the only glowing thing.
Yeah.
Anybody taking a melee attack?
Yes, I am taking another melee attack. I'm taking some more stabby stabs.
Okay, roll some stabby stabs. So you're going to have your 2 attack dice and a single damage die.
10. And a 19.
And do you have a melee attack bonus by chance?
I do not.
Okay, so the 10 misses, but the 19 does. With how much damage?
5.
5. Okay, that's a significant amount of damage to this thing, and it is you are slicing through it, and it does not seem to be near death.
Also, we have like miscellaneous after this melee, right?
You can only do one.
Oh,
if you do melee,
I
you
thought it was at the end.
Miscellaneous.
I have like some antitoxin.
At this point, you're past that.
Yeah, I don't know if toxin and corrosive. I don't know if that's the same.
Anybody else taking melee? I think that's everybody.
When does the damage from my last acid flask apply?
During the miscellaneous phase.
Okay.
So go ahead and roll a d6.
Oh, perfect timing. Five damage.
Five more damage. You see that the roots of it are slowly dissolving away.
Keep going.
But it's not quite done yet. Ah. We're going to do one more round.
I mean,
roll initiative, Delphine.
One.
One does not beat a... I'm sorry. It's a two, but a two does not beat a ten. The cube attacks first. It is now moving to the nearest thing, which is Delphine. Oh, by the way, you are slowly dissolving in. Dom, you take two more points of damage.
Oh my god, I'm down to one.
And Delphine, this thing is now moving to envelop you, but you leap out of the way.
Can I do a save or anything, or when does that come?
There's at this point, you need to either be removed from the cube or slowly dissolve inside of it.
Great.
Does cure light wounds require a physical touch?
Yes.
Would my healing potions be at all helpful for Dom?
You need to pass the potion to Dom and pour it in their mouth.
An antitoxin, same?
You need to get the antitoxin to the person inside the cube.
How deep
but
in
I
is...
can't move anywhere.
See, because I want Dom to go berserk, so I think I'm going to go try to heal Dom real quick for my movement.
Before I can do
anything. Well, movement
anything.
Simply applies getting close, and then we do the action. Is anybody moving to or away from the cube?
How deep in this I'm gel moving would closer you say to the globe. Dom is?
Dom is right in the middle of it, and it's a 5 foot square.
Oh. Wow. Okay. Good luck.
Well, it's 5 foot by 5 foot by like eight something to the ceiling.
Dom
so it's
is,
not really a square, but it is a rectangle.
Dom is inside the cube that's attacking us?
Yeah.
No, you're not just like in like paralyzed over laying on the floor somewhere?
No, I'm in the cube. Oh, that's why I'm paralyzed.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Okay.
The jelly is holding it's, me in space.
Oh, shit.
Like a specimen.
Dom was not ready for the jelly.
Yeah.
I don't think you're ready for this jelly.
You weren't.
My body was too bootylicious.
But how am I going to get you? Babe. I don't know how to get you out of there, though.
I don't know either.
Yeah. I think we got to kill the thing.
I think we got to kill the vines.
Yeah, keep hacking. Keep hacking.
Because the vines are controlling the shape.
Or magic, maybe?
I still wonder if fire might help.
Yeah.
If we actually can hit it.
Well, all right. Your action could be lighting another torch.
Yeah, sorry.
When can I use a spell?
At the end of the round.
God damn
it. Is anybody moving to or away from? I just need to know. Yes or no?
Yes. I'm moving toward it.
Anybody moving away?
No.
All right. Missile attacks. Anybody throwing or shooting? No. Melee.
Yes.
Okay.
Stabby, stabby.
Delphine, do it. That's a miss.
One. 12.
The 12 yay. Hits. That was a 7, not a 1.
Oh.
Yeah. A 1 is worse than a 7. Was that a 1?
Oh, yeah, it was a... I see what you're saying. Yeah. Sorry.
but still.
I got a 5 for
five?
My attack.
Right. I need you, Delphine, to tell me how you kill it.
Oh, thank fucking God.
Yes.
Okay, so with this, like, last hack stab, like, as I, like, cut through the wooden vines, it kind of, like, makes this sound and, like, shrivels and, like, descends into the pit, but also kind of looks like the wound of the wood has been, like, kind of cauterized,
mm-hmm.
You know? Like, it kind of looks like it's charred a little bit when we cut it. And as we cut that final, like, thread of the wood vines, the goop, glob, flubber around Dom just kind of, like makes a hissing sound and evaporates into above the air around us, leaving like this like phosphorescent
phosphorescent
like fireflies above us before it finally like dispensates and we all get to like see each other's eyes for just a moment, and then we like realize that we're fucked because Dom's now berserk.
Yeah,
and then
and floating over a pit.
Yeah.
Oh. No, because the cube came forward and enveloped me.
Oh,
over,
okay.
Well,
thank
first off, Dom's not berserk because Dom's paralyzed.
Oh, still?
Yeah.
Oh,
it doesn't just fade. You're paralyzed.
Oh. It wasn't.
So we catch each other's eyes, and it's this moment, and that is how it is destroyed.
The only light is the fire in my eyes.
Dom is paralyzed for the next 40 minutes.
God damn.
Which is long enough for the rage to wage off.
Do you want to like have a...
You already failed the save.
Damn. Like, we could also take a break. We could also rest. Yeah.
I can help.
I think we need a rest. I know we had this like whole like sprinting thing going.
Yeah.
But I feel like a rest.
So you say that the ooze dissipates into the air?
Yeah. It kind of like... turns into like a phosphorescent steam and goes away.
Okay.
And then we breathe it
in. It's good that you said that. Because that means you can access the shiny things at the bottom of the pit.
Yay!
Shiny.
Let's take a short break.
Yeah. Okay. 40 minutes?
That's like forever.
For defeating the gelatinous ooze that had a strange plant-like component to it, I will give each of you 2 XP.
Yay!
Well, 1 XP for defeating it and 1 XP for exploring a new room of the dungeon.
Woo!
I have 5 XP now.
I have 3.
You need 20 to level up.
I will
and
never
I
do it.
I just got 21 XP. So yes. We're taking a rest.
Oh, and I believe that you did say that you wanted to rest. So
I
that
did.
Dom
yeah.
could recover some hit points.
Thank you.
At this point, we're going to go ahead and trigger the rest action. First, I'm going to give you the loot.
Yay!
Oh, I could do something.
Shiny stuff.
Shiny.
Tell us there's some glitter.
Dr. Ogg, would you keep track for us?
Sorry, pardon my chewing, you guys. I'm eating a Clif Bar. I'm being a very bad podcaster right now.
I'm masticating right now.
I'm masticating furiously.
Oh, God.
On the mic. Just for you.
I have
on the
so
mic.
Much wonderful cut content from these shows.
Later.
Oh, yeah.
Later.
Later, I'm
going
to masticate.
After I masticate. I'm going to
flutter butter.
I'm going to floss my teeth.
With some clit flutter butter?
With some clit flutter butter.
That sounds really
Blue
delicious.
Blue clit flutter butter on the sale
flossing,
today.
The flossing the teeth, like,
but what's the cost?
For me, but everything else is good.
How much?
Yeah, right.
Sham wow. Bam.
That guy's
all right, what's
scary.
What's our loot, baby?
Shiny.
At the bottom of the pit, you find 23 platinum pieces. And 2 gems.
What kind of gems?
They are a 50 gold piece jasper and 100 gold piece jade.
Ooh.
You said 100 gold piece?
Correct.
And you're keeping track of that, Dr. Ogg?
I am.
Great.
Yes.
This is one of the first times I've run Hammer Crawl for an extended group who did not trust the thief with the treasure loot.
It's cool. I got my bags are full, you know.
Yeah, she's really good at delegating.
I am.
Delphine. So,
Delphine yeah. the delegate. I mean, Delver.
No. Well, let's go ahead and figure out what happens to you during your rest. Now, each of you is going to get some basic meta action ability here. When you camp, if you are a cleric or magic user, you get to rememorize 1 daily spell that you've cast.
That's me.
None of you have cast the spell yet.
I keep forgetting about my spells.
I'm going to cast Purify Food to turn all of the rations into healthy food.
Apparently, Dr. Ogg has
Fuck
ADHD
you.
As well.
You're going to love it.
I don't want any more chalk brownies.
You're going to love it.
You should see my shit.
If you're...
I mean, there's also like millet.
What?
Don't worry. It'll be millet this time. You're going to love millet.
Anyway.
Let me tell you about having cholera. No.
If you're a dwarf fighter, halfling, half ogre, or a thief, you get to recover half, round up, your currently lost hit points.
Is that because half
anything,
is in the name?
So.
And then finally, if you're an elf, you get to either recover a spell or recover lost hit points.
I didn't lose any hit points or spells.
So, yeah, you guys are resting very quickly here.
Yeah.
So each of you must spend 1 ration.
Okay.
So I have some fresh rations I'd love to share with y'all.
I would recommend spending those first because they will spoil quickly.
Yeah. So I
would
love that.
I'm gonna share 4 rations. I'm gonna mark that off.
Sorry. Thank you.
Thank you.
And we're not doing fresh
it's just,
rations.
It's just still, salad greens.
I'm still at half my hit points.
Okay, now each of you then gets to pick 1 additional camp action to perform. You can either rest and recover the rest of your hit points.
Okay.
But if you do this, it requires 1 more ration.
So is leveling up one of the actions I can do?
You can rememorize more spells. You can craft ammunition if you spent any. You can stand watch If you want to look ahead and be prepared for potential danger to come in the next few rooms, you can, sorry, that was scout ahead. Standing watch is make sure that nobody jumps you while you're resting. And then finally, if you have enough experience points, you can apply the effects of that level as your action.
Okay. I would like to level up.
So you're going
to
level up. What about Dutra Aug and Xenon?
In this case, because I would have regained a spell, I would like to just have spent my spell to heal you and then gotten my spell back.
Unfortunately, that time has passed.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know the rules! Man.
I know. That's part of the game. Learn it as you go. Experience applies both to the character as a little set of numbers, but as the player. Well, for learning how to game it.
I'm experiencing anger.
Can I force feed Dom one of my healing potions?
You know, there's a Pornhub site for that.
Yeah. You know what?
Videotape it.
I am taking this seriously in this moment, this very moment, this one moment, this one very moment, Nathaniel.
Hold up. How many healing potions do we actually have?
I have three.
Yes, Sable.
So we could either, yeah.
I could also spend a ration
and I can recover all of my hit points, which I feel like
is totally going to do.
That's fair.
Yeah. We do a full recovery and that means one person could watch. Because we did one action, we get another one. So then can someone stand
Here's
watch?
How to game this. I will stand watch. I'm going to give it to you.
Especially since Delphine has all that salad.
Dr. Aug just really wants to feel useful after the fuck up of poking the statue.
Then you... Well,
yeah, nice one.
You should either stand watch or scout ahead.
I will stand watch.
If you really want to game this, I'm going to give you a freebie here. You should have the elf... Search ahead.
Oh, yeah.
Scout ahead.
What's your elf I see?
And the weakling and human the cleric.
Stand watch.
All right.
Scouting ahead involves searching, which elves are good at.
All right. I will
scout ahead.
Thanks.
I will check the left tunnel first.
As an elf, you get to scout ahead. What I will have you do is roll 1d20 normally. However, since you're an elf, you get that advanced elven keen eyesight. And you get an advantage on this.
Yes.
Roll 2d20. Yes. And keep the better of the two.
I really want to roll two at once. Just if I can borrow one, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, there's a fucking bowl of them
right here. Oh, they're really far away. Okay.
Don't you have some dice cereal?
I do.
Brought to you by.
Yeah. I got a 17. I got a 9 and a 17. 17. You'll be ready.
What that means is we're going to add one yellow die to the next die pool.
Beautiful.
For... Four rooms ahead of the dungeon.
Yeah, that's right.
You were sprinting.
Dom, I'm really sorry.
You scouted. Why are you sorry for it?
Because you got eaten by Jell-O.
Yeah, that was kind of your fault.
Yeah, it was. I just want you to know I really...
You were like, it's a light switch, everybody. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
Xenon, you're standing watch?
I am.
All right. That means we're going to add one blue die to the next room explored. Mm-hmm. And you're going to apply a penalty to my camp check for encounters. And finally, Delphine, you're going to be leveling up. Congratulations. You've made it to level 2.
Woohoo!
As a level 2 thief. Welcome to level 2, Delphine.
Ow!
It's nice to be here.
Our fearless
Thanks
leader.
For having
Have
us
any
dungeon.
Of us leveled up yet? Or is this our first like actual level up?
Labia leveled up, didn't she?
Yeah, she did.
Okay.
Yeah. She leveled up the labia.
That's why she had to go back to her clerical temple. It was to engage Meditate. In the leveling up experience that Firuza Balk, her highness, provides her clerics.
All Did right. she have to step
It's like
by.
A week long
I think we've had like
thing.
8 reasons why yeah. she's like
a family emergency. They were worried about her.
Yeah, high priest council. Yeah, so yeah, it seems like she's really busy right now.
She had to go back.
Yeah. You're all quite envious that you could not be there to experience it with her.
Yeah.
Because from your understanding, Firuza treats her followers quite well.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure she had to step by Tammy's office, the maiden of the man. Yeah. So will you to figure out this paper.
Gross.
And that's it. You finish resting. Dom, you come awake. You're no longer paralyzed. The rage passed you in that 40 minutes that you were out.
Yeah.
Well, you weren't out. You were just down.
Yeah.
You were down.
Like forced meditation. You were stuck inside your mind.
You had a good 40 minutes to consider your position in life.
Yep.
And that position was, I really need to rest.
Yeah.
But you're back.
And now I'm back to full, right?
All right.
Okay, cool.
Dom, I feel really bad about what happened.
It's all right.
And as a show of my grief and my shame for what has just happened, I would like to share this tankard of wine with you.
That's acceptable, yeah.
And I hope we could still be brothers.
That's acceptable. take a very large swig, which might have been half of the tankard.
It's a quart, so yeah.
So half of whatever, half of a quart?
Yeah.
Mm. How many liters is that?
I'm a big person.
They are a big half ogre.
And all I ask is that I get to flick you on the forehead.
That's acceptable.
There's now a red circle on my perfect elf skin.
Now we're even.
There are passages to the north and to the south. Which one do you, which way do you go?
I wanted to hear about the scouting.
Well, I scouted ahead.
The scouting doesn't apply any kind of narrative bones, but it does give extra dice to my randomly rolled pools to determine what happens as soon as you open the door.
Okay.
This is hammer crawl, yo.
Yeah.
So we don't get any, nothing. Like, we got no info.
But there's two doors.
There are two doors.
Right.
Yep. So here's my here's the thing, NPC. No matter which door we choose, you're going to roll the same set of dice.
The next four doors that you open will have a yellow die, and the yellow die is the best die,
the golden die.
Great. Okay. We're going right.
Yeah, we're going right.
Left. Yeah, you're going right. Okay. Right is south.
Woo.
Mm. All right.
You would say that.
Can you put like a compass on your drawing, making sure that right is south?
South is the direction of kale.
Oh,
grows on the south side.
Oh, that's very nice.
Thanks for that tidbit, Zainon.
You'll know it soon.
Stop smiling. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it.
For the listeners at home, NPC is grinning like a ghoul.
All right. We are about to introduce some of the new mechanics of my revised Hammercross system. Here's what you have gained from this. This is fascinating here.
Fascinating.
So, a significant amount of danger, a little bit of extra treasure, but you've also gained a temporary expendable group pool of use as you see fit advantages.
Oh,
three of them.
Hold on, I gotta write this shit down.
Yes,
hold on. Okay, I'm on it.
Three advantages.
Yes,
it's like a monkey's paw.
That's it. You have three temporary advantages.
So that means
we get to pick them.
Yeah, on a certain melee
you can choose
roll
at
or
any point
missile
in the next room to use an advantage of from this pool. You must declare how something here is helping you out.
Oh, I see.
You must narrate a fact about the room or about the circumstances that are contributing to you being able to do what you're trying to do better. They're gone as soon as you leave the room. They do not carry forward. You cannot save them.
Ooh, it's only
or bank
in the next
them.
Room.
It's only in this next
Ooh,
room.
Ooh, fantastic.
Okay. Cool.
Okay.
So an advantage.
Headed south and we're in the room. What's happening next? What was that?
That was my phone.
Oh, okay. You mean your pager?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Your pager went off.
Yeah. Sorry.
Gosh, maybe it's Labia, like the one to call us.
Well, I don't have, like, we can't very well call her down in the pit of Tenubrious.
You hook her up on the vajayjay line.
We'll get her back later.
Zainon, there's no light.
Yes.
You're moving around in darkness.
Good thing I have a lantern, which I will ignite now.
I filled my lantern full of goo.
Mine, luckily,
seriously stupid.
I was not so foolish. Although, I don't know, does it light?
I don't
does
know.
It?
No, it evaporates as soon as it doesn't have like a thing.
But,
but it is in the lantern.
A lantern
so
is structure.
Yeah.
My lantern is full of glowing,
I guess
glowing goo.
Is
does it work?
Is her glowing lantern, I mean, is the lantern full of glue? Oh my God. Is it glowing?
The fuck do you think?
No.
Okay. It's a goo-filled lantern that does nothing.
Okay.
Wait,
so there's
but
still
so the
goo,
goo's
though?
Still
yeah,
there.
Yeah, but we established that the goo does not evaporate if it has a container changing its shape. And that is technically that.
So it should actually be there. We set a precedent for this.
So right. I am now in control of this goo.
No, it has.
No, you're not in control of it. Don't be greedy. It's just a glowing lantern. A natural glowing lantern.
The small amount of goo is slowly fading into nothing because it has no source of continued life.
Yeah.
Well, at least it is politely relinquished your lantern.
At least it was like a nightlight while we were rested. It was like a little bathroom light.
Yeah, you know? Very nice. It was cute.
You have a lantern full of sludge. However, if you empty the lantern out, you notice one thing very fascinating.
Yeah.
Your lantern is pristinely cleaned
out. Ooh, very nice.
Wow.
But as soon as you empty it out, it evaporates.
The goo evaporates, not the lantern.
So is like Dom like actually like taking a bath? Like, is he... I'm squeaky.
Dom, you know, you had this colony of insects that was living in your armpit.
What?
You got used to them. You gave them names. Yeah. They're gone. Cleansed away.
You're feeling like a loss.
I'm a little sad, but you know what? It's probably for the best.
But your hair looks amazing.
Oh, yeah. And your skin. It's my goodness.
Quaffed. I'm just going to rub my face on your hair.
It's just amazing. You have like almost elven skin.
Guys.
Do I detect
there's enough of me?
Do I detect like this kind of fresh but like fruity scent?
Well, I was in a rage, and when I am in a rage, I do smell like birthday cake.
Oh, that's right. I remember that. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So yes, sweet. That still is lingering in the air.
A little frothing.
There's like, you know, like anime sparkles, you know, like when things are super clean on animated things.
Your eyes are especially wide.
So when your anime sparkles are happening, who is Senpai, and do you want them to notice you?
I'm Senpai. I'm my own Senpai.
So do you notice yourself?
Amazing.
Yes.
But only when you're raging?
I don't know. I don't notice anything when I'm raging.
Oh, okay.
Despite all their rage, they are still their own Senpai.
I'm still just an ogre.
Still just a rat
in the ooze.
All right,
moving on.
Forward.
I will light a lantern. It's normal. Thank you.
You have a lantern? Go ahead. The lantern is lit. Mark off one unit of light from that lantern.
My lantern
you
is so clean.
Step forward into the next area, and it is a long, rectangular carved room. A series of pillars extends alongside the left and the right. These pillars stand from floor to ceiling, and the ceiling itself is about 15 feet or so high. The room itself is a good 30 feet wide and about 100 feet long. Eight massive pillars, four on each side, extend from floor to ceiling. And the pillars are shaped like worm-like structures that extend as if they are puncturing from the floor into the ceiling and have been petrified in place. Each one is unique. They are not carved to resemble each other. Some are bulbous, some are slender, some appear to be a series of worms wrapped in upon themselves. Despite the fact that this is the pit of tenebrous worms, there is no earthy smell here. It is not moist. The area is dry and clean. There are slight bits of oozy residue on the floor. A film that slowly, before your eyes, sort of crumbles into nothing.
On the floor, there's a film.
It's a film that you are very familiar with, having just fought one of these oozes.
See.
I know the sound.
It's as if there are more of them, and they are used as sort of a cleaning mechanism.
I know this sounds weird, but let's try lighting it on fire.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Wolves of Zaramand Saga on the Hammercrawl Podcast. Stay tuned for more adventures to come as they delve deeper into the pit of tenebrous worms, seeking adventure, riches, fortune, and legends, and of course, an inevitable hilarious death. If you enjoyed this episode, please let us know. Send us your feedback at breakfastpuppies.com or leave us a review on iTunes. If you want to hear more, subscribe to our feed in your favorite podcatcher or check us out at breakfastpuppies.com/hammercrawl. Check out the official game rules and the growing world Bible on GitHub. The opening theme song is Chain Lightning by the awesome D&D metal band Gygax. Yes, that Gygax. Check them out on Bandcamp via the Creator Destructor production label. Additional background music was provided by the absolutely amazing dungeon synth artist Erang, who you can also find on Bandcamp. Your hammer crawl lesson of the day is: in a pinch, a gelatinous cube can make for an excellent mid-dungeon cure for that not-so-fresh feeling.